Good evening, Patriots. So before we begin, two important public service announcements. The number one being Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Yes, this is a public service announcement that you need to get over to MyPillow and use the Bards promo code. And you need to get over there and knock out that leftist thing that they keep trying to do to him and support Mike Lindell and MyPillow with amazing purchases of products. So use the Bards promo code, B-A-R-D-S. You can go to MyPillow.com. You can get great savings on pillows, 66% off, by the way. And My Slippers, most essential item for Bards Fest, because that's the slipper revolution item which everyone needs to have if you're going to be at Bards Fest. And you get 40% off My Slippers. And then you get all sorts of other great savings. So go to MyPillow.com, support the slipper revolution, get a pair of My Slippers, be prepared for when Mike Lindell speaks on the 27th of August at Bards Fest and rocks the world. And have your My Slippers, because we're going to celebrate My Slipper Day. Actually, it's going to be Slipper Revolution Day. And you're going to have My Slippers, and we're going to just rock it. So you want to go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. Or you can call 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939, and still use that same BARDS promo code and still get the same fantastic savings. And in doing so, you're supporting a man of Christ, amazing CEO, a patriot of the highest order who has been fighting for this nation and the validation of the vote. It's pretty amazing, actually, all that he's been doing. So hop on over there, Patriots, and give him some support, and that will be awesome. Public service announcement number two. Dr. Tenpenny is looking to hire a new doc at her Cleveland office, Cleveland, Ohio Clinic. I mispronounced the name in the last show. So the title of the doc, the skill set is integrative. I have no idea what that is. I'm going to have to look it up after the show. Integrative medicine. I can imagine, but I don't know specifically what it is. So that's an MD or DO, and she wants to hire this person as soon as possible because she's getting overrun by people trying to save their lives from this cabal's attack with a bioweapon. And if you are a doc that wants to be on the front edge of saving humanity, that's not afraid to stand up and be a doc, not a puppet of the cabal, then the person you need to talk to is Dr. Tenpenny. But if you're a doc who's injected yourself or is a puppet of the cabal or both, then stay at home. But that's not who we're looking for. And by the way, you might want to have God in your heart, because Dr. Tenpenny is a deeply faithful, with Christ in her heart, doctor. It's a good idea. So integrative. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time with that doggone word. Integrative, duh. I think I can guess what that one is. I actually literally am reading a pronunciation and I can't even put two and two together. Integrative medicine, doctor. That was a hard one. Okay, I'm going to go back to school now. Man, some days I think I need more coffee. Unfortunately, I've got an espresso sitting right in front of me. Integrative. Do you know what that word is? I do. Thank you. Integrative medicine. So get on over there to Dr. Tenpenny's office. Send your resume to drtenpenny@gmail.com, drtenpenny@gmail.com. She wants to hear from you. Make sure you're not injected with the death serum, and make sure you're not a puppet of the cabal. And if the cabal, you're thinking of sending somebody, we will find you, and we will find out, and you will not like the results, because God will smack you down. All right, now moving along. So, Patriots, we have got to go on the offensive. And I'm talking about like offensive warfare with God in us, prayer before us, that sort of offensive warfare. And this is where it begins. James 4:7-8. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Patriots, there are so many people out here right now floating around with dirty hands and walking away from God and corrupted hearts. We have our work cut out for us. In fact, I would, if I was like washing stuff with bleach, I'd have to be ordering like cases of it. Like, what are you cleaning with? Super cleaner. How much do you have? About 20 years supply for about 20 million people. But we can solve that problem another way. And it's simple. We don't need bleach. And we don't need a Roto-Rooter brush. And we don't need steel wool. And we don't need a chisel to break open the hearts. We need only one super cleaner. And that's Jesus Christ. And that's to walk in there and speak the word of God. Bring some scripture with us and let that cleansing begin. I'll tell you what. You'll watch some serious stuff happen. Watch those demons shake out right before him. It's like, what happened to you? I don't know. I mean, like the guy that Christ, was it Genesis? When Christ went to the island, he's like, this all full of demons. It's like, be gone. All these legions and legions of demons go infest the pigs, and the pigs run over and over and drown themselves in the ocean. If I was infested by the legions of demons, I'd probably go drown myself too. Smart move, pigs. That was good. So we are at that place that we have to literally start pushing in hard and opening up hearts and doing it by beginning with ourselves. And I mean this very sincerely, and it is a point where that's part of putting on our armor, because as we submit ourselves to God, we're resisting the devil, and he's fleeing from us. We're not giving him any crack, any opening, any split in the armor, none. We're absolutely pure. And as we draw closer to him, God is drawing closer to God. I mean, as we draw closer to God, God is drawing closer to us. It almost sounded wrong. We're not drawing closer to the devil. Let me be clear about that one. I almost screwed that one up. As we draw closer to God, God's drawing closer to us. And we're getting that incredible bond between us, and we're starting to walk in this amazing space. And I know people are feeling this. I know they are. And it's this beautiful walk that you're letting go. You know, we're having this incredible journey building Bard's Fest. I want to share this with you a little bit, and we're going to continue with this, but I want to give you an insight. A few months ago, it was a concept. Today, we have two of the biggest venues in the St. Louis area. We are seeing it come together in amazing ways. Next week or so, the tickets go on sale. Things are just happening. We're getting great speakers, great bands. Patriots, we're praying on this. God's providing. He's raining it down. And we're bringing this together. We have people calling. I just got off the phone with an amazing man. He's asking me, like, okay, how do we get people around the world to sign up for the shofar blowing? Because I have people all over the world. And he's praying and he's giving some guidance, because he's blown the shofar a lot in his life. And he's giving guidance on how he thinks some areas of what we should do with shofar blowing. Very good ideas, which I'll share at a later date, because he said he wants to pray on it a bit. And I'm going to pray on it as well with him. God is showing this way. And it's absolutely unfolding before us. We had our MSN liars, MSN liars, our mod today, took a trip over to the venue spaces yesterday and today, spent 2 days out there on the site. We've had prayer warrior. We have one of our prayer warriors that already has visited the site and prayed over there. It's fantastic, Patriots. Things are happening in a most amazing way. And here's one of the most amazing things. We haven't even had our first event yet. And people are already asking us if we will come in again next year. Think about that. I mean, this is God working in the most amazing way. Is every time we think we have an obstacle, boom, it goes away. See, that this is, and I'm going to say why this is different than any other rally, anything else, because we're not seeking politics here. If you listen to our leadership meetings, every meeting begins with prayer. Every meeting ends with prayer. And we simply turn it to God to guide us. And it's this faithful walk that we're making, that God is just showing us again and again, here's what I need. And we're saying, okay, we'll respond. And pretty soon it just comes. And the thing we're also realizing is we just need to think, do we just need to dream big and let God know what we want? There's amazing things happening. Doors are opening. So that's all about submitting ourselves to God. And if we're all doing this in the process of this war, the dark side has got no chance. Between now and Bard's Fest, we need to be on the full offensive in prayer and supplication, worship, singing hymn. We all need to be on that offensive because we're building up to a culmination point. Bart's Fest is not an end. It's a beginning. Understand that. And it's not a beginning that's going to be like, oh, it's a beginning, and then we're going to go a few months, and then we're going to fizzle out. Bart's Fest is going to be an annual event. Imagine every single year, this continues to grow. We start this year, and then next year, we're bigger, and it's around the world more. We're going to have Bart's Fest, mini Bart's Fest this year. Next year, we're going to have huge Bart's Fest all over the world. Why do I know that? Because we've already put it to God, and God's going to make this happen. And so Bart's Fest is every year. Can you imagine? Like, say this year we have 100 countries blowing the shofar and we've got 300 shofar blowers there. Imagine in the future when you have every year you're shattering the heavens with shofar blowing all over the world, hundreds of people in every country blowing. Evil has no chance. Evil has no chance. So the war is going to begin on August 6th. So we are prepping the battle space, and that's what you have to get in your head. We are prepping the battle space, and the way we prep the battle space is to take the fight to the enemy, not wait for them. Let me read you 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. I love this passage. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ, being ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is complete. Our obedience has to be complete with God. This is how we fight. Obedient to God, listening to God, praying with and through God, and using the word of God that is given to us in each engagement, in each place, to slam evil and crush it. I love that passage. We're going to read it before we're done tonight again, because it's just something to hold dear to your heart. We have got to be on the offensive. The enemy's on its heels right now, and you can tell by what does an enemy do when it starts to get weak? It attacks the innocent. Every dirtbag, every enemy, every sicko in the world, when they get put on their heels, they begin to attack innocents, and that's how they think they're going to win. This is not going to fly. God is not going to let it, and we're not going to let it because we are on the front line of this fight, and we are going to be waging holy war against these people through prayer and supplication, singing of him and worship. Patriots, we have to literally bring our fight from the flesh, but not according to the flesh, but our weapons of warfare are to destroy with divine power the strongholds of the enemy. That is through our prayers. That is through our focus. It's how we are going to defeat this darkness. Now, we've had a lot of discussion about the potential threat of this injection, and it is very real, the threat of this injection. But that also brings up anxiety, and it brings up fear. So first words out are fear not. We will overcome this. And the way that we begin the healing, the way that we begin winning this, the way that we begin getting ahead of this is to put truly our faith before God that God will take care of us in this fight. We have to trust in God. That means humbling ourselves before him. If you've taken the injection, the road to healing is a simple one. It's not to say you shouldn't take vitamins and take ivermectin and HCQ, so be real clear about that. Those are fantastic elements in this fight, but the first foundation that you have to have, whether you have taken the injection or whether you are keeping away from the injection, is your honest and true open heart relationship with Christ. Submit yourselves, therefore, before God. That is what's so important here. So if you've taken the injection, for example, first thing anyone's going to tell you is there is no known cure. I don't care what people tell you, pine needle tea or whatever nonsense is going out there. Nothing has been proven. But people are panicked right now. And they're panicked because they hear this and they're like, oh, I've taken it. What do I do? I have to find something. Stop. No fear. No anxiety. This is what you do. Before you do anything else, get on your knees and begin praying. And open your heart up to God and admit your choices that you made. Be honest about how you got to that place. I have yet to meet one person that did the research, that prayed to God and came to the conclusion that said, yes, you need to go take the bioweapon into your body. I haven't heard one person. I hear this. Well, I wanted to travel. Yeah? What? So what does that have anything to do with the injection? Well, I didn't want him to deny me the right to travel. I might want to travel someday. I mean, this is dumb. I didn't want to be left out of my friends. That's weak. I wanted to be able to go to my restaurant. That's a lot of things, including probably needing a diet. We are in a war right now. Conveniences and these little trivialities don't make any difference when we're trying to survive this and save humanity and bring God back to this world. We are in a place right now where this whole fight begins. The entire pivot of saving humanity begins on our knees, praying to God, being honest before Him, opening our heart before Him, and taking accountability for the decisions we've made. That is submitting yourselves to God. That's resisting the devil. That's drawing near to God. And in doing so, God will draw near to you. James 4:7-8. So cleanse your hands, purify your hearts, and remove the double-minded thought. Again, James 4:7-8. And that's where we begin the fight, and then we rise. And here we go. 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. We keep forgetting that. When we start waging this war and we start to panic and we're like, well, what do we do? What things do we take? What do we do to save our lives? Let it go. This is a spiritual war. And it is a critical issue here in this fight that we wage this war not according to the flesh. That means we also don't succumb to the threats of the flesh. We have to begin at the center point of our prayer and supplication and having that spiritual faith so strong within us that nothing can defeat us, nothing can harm us, nothing can come near us. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh. That means we are not picking up the sword of steel. We are picking up the sword of the Spirit, which can cleave anything, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. Imagine what that is saying to you. We have the divine power to destroy the strongholds through the prayer and supplication and the sword of the Spirit, which God gives us, to cleave down evil, to crush it. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. That's sieging the tower right there. That's breaking down the enemy's walls. That's doing your assault. That's Jericho. And we have to be bold to be able to engage that, and we engage that through our relationship and true relationship with God because we've submitted totally to God. And when we do this, nothing can stand before us. Nothing. When someone comes out and says, well, I hate God, I'm an atheist, it's like, okay. And all you have to do is sit there a minute and say, okay, God, give me the words because I'm going to bring on warfare and God will give you what you need. I don't know what those words are going to be. I can give you a lot of ideas. My first comment would be like, well, you're just a fool. but probably wouldn't go over to where they can hear me after that because they'd probably be on the defensive. I'd still call them a fool. I'd be probably something like, did you take the injection? They'd be like, yes. I'd be like, well, problem solved. Okay, next. Sorry, that's probably not so kind. It is warfare. It is warfare. And that is where you have to be focused on warfare. And in doing this, when people are coming at you and they're defiling God, they're defaming God, they're denying God, don't sit there and twiddle your thumbs. Be David. Get up. Take on the offensive. Let God guide your words. They may not seem powerful to you, but if you turn that driver's seat over to God, watch out. He's cracking open hearts. He's crushing people right before you. We take every thought captive to obey Christ. I'm telling you, when you have people out here and they're putting out their thoughts, they're putting out their anger, they're putting out their anxieties, grab it. Put it right to the healing of Christ. Let it just be handled by the divine power in which we possess and can carry forward into this world. This is how we do offensive prayer, offensive warfare with God. We take no prisoners in that sense. We don't let little things slide. We stand up for truth. We let God guide our words. Man, I'm telling you, when you turn that seat over to God and you say, okay, God, I'm here. I am standing right here. I just need you to help me with the words. And you know what? It might be a little moment to get that groove. That's okay. Just keep walking because God's working right with you. And even though to you, like I said earlier, it may not sound like profound words, if you've turned that over to God, what comes out of you will be what God intends for that moment and for that person before you. And you will destroy their arguments. You will plant the seeds for God to go back in later and to crack open that heart. And those thoughts that they've thrown out there, those twisted visions of life, they will be sown around and held in the holding of Christ that will now work back into their heart. You don't have to do the salvation yourself. You just have to have the engagement to stand there boldly, fearlessly before them and let God take control. Because from that point in time, look out. You're talking about a thunderstorm with a hurricane right there, right before you. You know the best thing about those sorts of things? Is you don't always get to see it. Matter of fact, it could take a few years. That's okay, because all you've done is set the conditions. Seeds are planted. God's happy because you've done exactly as he's needed. And you keep moving. Move past that target. Keep moving. Remember, your object is not, it's just like going in a sweep of a house. Your object is not to engage every enemy. It's to engage who is before you. And your mission right now, in a spiritual way of opening up hearts and destroying opinions and taking captive thoughts, you're literally that lethal front point of the spear. You're like, you know, the one kicking in the door. You're hitting the enemy hard. It's a double tap, and you keep moving. You don't keep going back. You keep moving forward. And you just keep rolling through this fight. Don't worry about it. You got God coming behind you. That's like having a whole division of people coming behind you. And sometimes the greatest thing that can ever happen, and you might just find this, is just to say, God bless you. God bless you. And let it be. Because you don't know what's going to come out when God guides you. It could be a full-on dissertation. It could be some words as simple as, God bless you. But I'll tell you what, when those words land, I guarantee you, if you've trusted in God, you will have destroyed the arguments and the lofty opinions. And every captive will have been held to obey Christ. And every bit of disobedience will, in the end, be punished. These people we are dealing with are arrogant. They see themselves as above God. They see themselves as outside of the reach of God. We know better. And it's not for us to call judgment. That's God's task, but it is for us to stand and engage and not let them walk away without some moment whether it's one word, two words, or a full dissertation of accountability, because that's what God's asked us to do right there. Maybe it is that statement of saying, well, I'm just going to pray for you. Those things stick, patriots. They weave down in people's thoughts. They can't get rid of them. And they worm their way into the heart. And that heart that is so cold and shielded, it starts to crack open. And pretty soon they find themselves in conflict. This happens all the time. And they don't know what to do. And so they start to seek. And that's when you start to be ready to pick up the pieces now. And we guide them. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's somebody else. But it's the same principle. They start to seek. And that's all we're doing here. But we have to do it all the time. And we have to do it with intensity, with conviction. And we do this with a mindset that there is no way we are going to be pushed back on. There is no way that they are going to win. There is no way they're going to take this territory, because this territory is God's territory. So imagine on a shield wall, and we're standing there in front of a shield wall, and we have whoever's before us. We have people that are doubters. We have people that are God haters. We have vaxxers. All these people that are, whatever, you've got a whole mix of people. There isn't one, and there isn't one type of person. It's who you engage that needs to be brought closer to Christ in this fight. Maybe it's somebody sitting on the fence. Our duty is to go out and to face this conflict boldly. Maybe it's the puppet masters of this, the people that are trying to inject kids without their parental consent. Maybe it's the children that have been brainwashed to think that they should take the injection. It doesn't matter what you're doing here. We are trying to stop this war against the soul, and we are trying to bring people closer to Christ. We are doing so with our conviction of being disciples in Christ, which means anything that we need to do that, including our life, we will give. And when we work in that space, we are, not only are we fearless, the enemy fears us. So powerful. So powerful. So let us take this to the streets. Let us take this to the city councils. Let us take this to the school boards, the schools, the teachers' homes, wherever you need to find this. And let us trust in the power of God to do his work, patriots, do his work. You know, I make it a habit now, and I've been intentional about this, that every single phone call I have, I don't care whether it's with somebody I'm ordering a replacement part for a piece of my gear, if it's some salesman with the stereo group I deal with, if it's my bank attendant, if it's the guy at the gas station, I close every engagement with, God bless you, everyone. Because I feel that that's just one of my little, I'm going to leave a little IED behind. It's called the God IED. And this one, when I walk away and I say, God bless you, you have a little challenge to just confront now. And I've seen it happen on the phone before me. You have to decide how you're going to accept that. See, that this is kind of a Chinese finger trap, by the way. It's kind of cool, because I leave it behind, and some people don't know what to do. They're like, you too. This is a good one I get. Like, you too. Okay. They're going to roll that over. They're going to struggle with this for a while. They're going to try to figure out how they need to respond to God bless you. That's it. I'm telling you what, that's like spreading God IEDs all over the world every day. And I love it. Because they have to deal with it. And that's why I like it, because it's like, all you have to do is say thank you. It's that easy. Thank you. God bless you. That's it. Very simple. But we've become such an anti-God culture, God agnostic culture. It's disgusting. That people have literally forgotten how to respond to such a wonderful blessing. And this is warfare. So I say, wage war with God bless you. I put it on every one of my emails. I put it on every engagement I have. And every time I find that I didn't do it, then I just make a note and say, make sure and don't ever do that again. Because it takes a drill. You have to drill it. Because we're not accustomed in our culture to do this. Because we're conditioned like, well, you should not do this because somebody might be an atheist. All the better. Oh, yeah. Oh, all the better. Wage war. Wage war. That's what I'm saying. And how do we wage war? Well, by the time I'm through, every one of their thoughts is going to be held captive to obey Christ. Whether they like it or not, they've got a choice to make. And that's the choice that's before them. It's a beautiful choice. Be blessed by God or to walk away from God. I haven't had anybody get upset. You notice that every one of my interviews, by the way, and I do this. I don't presume, but I always ask that I tell them. We close every interview, conversation I call them. I don't like interviews. Every conversation I have with somebody, I tell them, we close every show with a prayer. You don't mind if I pray for you? Now, I have yet to have somebody tell me no. And if they told me no, I'd say, well, tough. I'm praying for you anyway. It is a point of putting before people the blessing. And when we do this, we are literally in the act of waging war. We're waging war as God would want us to wage war, by putting blessings before people. We aren't trying to steal their heart. We're not trying to crush them. We want to bring God closer to them. And when we fight this war this way, we are going to win. Now, some closing thoughts on the injection piece, because I know this is weighing heavy on people. And it is. It's understandable. You have family members that injected it. I have somebody in my family that took it. Ugh. Long story, not going to get into it on the show. Fortunately, my parents did not. I love them for it. I'm so proud of them. So, here's the deal. This is a hard place to walk, Patriots, and I don't want to show lack of empathy for the struggles that people face with these challenges and difficult places of family members who have taken it and you have had to stand outside. But I think it's fair to share a little bit of wisdom from a young lady that I mentioned her earlier in the previous show, who was doing some paperwork where I had to do business today when I went over to Bend, Oregon. And as she was finishing up the paperwork, we were having a conversation. It had already come up that she had not taken the injection. And I told her, you know, I said, God bless you. And this is what I said. I said, God bless you. I said, I think you probably made one of the greatest and best decisions of your life by not taking it. And she said, yeah. She said, my dad took it. My brother took it. And my mom took it. And when my mom took it, she said, I told her, that was the dumbest thing you ever did. And she said, but what can you do? She said, it's their choice, their walk. I can't control that. I've done the best I can. You know, I know that's a hard, it may sound like a callous place, but it's not. And we get very wrapped up into other people's decision processes. We have to learn that line between what we can control, what we can influence, and what we carry. Those are three different things. What we can control, we can control ourselves and our own decisions. What can we influence? We can influence only that which people are willing to hear and what is true through God, if we're true to God, by the way. The media thinks they can influence everybody, and they kind of do, because people aren't listening to God. So what can I control? I can control my decisions. What can I influence? I hope that I can influence people enough through their love of Christ and through God to make good decisions. But the decision, again, is going to be what they control, not me. And what can I carry? I carry my own stuff. I'm not going to carry theirs. I can't. That's where forgiveness comes in. And for me, forgiveness centers right at that point. I've gone through what I can control. I've done what I can to influence positively. And what I carry is what's on me as mine, not on what they put on me. So when I feel that I've been burdened by somebody else, I turn to God and I say, God, I forgive that decision. I'm asking you to help me give forgiveness so that I can lift off this burden on me and I can continue to walk free and let them own whatever decision they make. That is a process that I would encourage everybody to follow, because in the process of doing this, we have to start getting ourselves prepared for some difficult moments. The weight of what's going to be placed upon each of us as we move forward is going to be immense. It's already happening to the good doctors like Dr. Tenpenny. The weight that's being thrown upon them to come to the aid of the many who are panicked or lost or trying to find answers or just needing to know that they can be protected is much. But we have an equally massive role. And that is to be there for those as the watchers of the wall and as the counselors and guides and shepherds to bring people back to God. And when we can get to that place, we are working in tandem, in parallel, in fact, with the doctors on the front line. Think about that. They are the physical healers. We are the emissaries of God. We are the disciples of Christ. And we have to be on that front line with them. And when we do that, we are going to have to be very clear, just like a doctor is clear. We have to be clear on what we can control, what we can influence, and what we can carry. Because in the end of the day, we cannot make a person put Christ in their heart. We can control what we have in our heart. We can encourage, we can influence an understanding of Christ and hope that they are able to take hold of that and walk with that. We can help them in that path as shepherds. But we cannot carry the burden of the decision that they make. It's not ours to own. And we have to do that with every person now. That's the world in which we live. So let us walk with that strength. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are blessed to be here this evening. We are blessed each and every night to assemble in our fellowship, to be inspired by all that you give, by the strength that you provide. Lord, please guide us in these days as we walk ahead boldly in this fight to now go on the offensive, to lift up the many through prayer and supplication, to show ourselves with the strength of Christ in our heart, to be able to confront the enemy, not with the weapons of the flesh, but with a divine power to destroy their strongholds through prayer, supplication, worship, and Him. Lord, let that light of Christ shine through us. Let it be so bold and so brilliant and so intense that it shatters that darkness that surrounds the hearts of the many. Let us reach out to those that have chosen the path of darkness with His injection, and let us show them a path back to light, through humility, through repentance, and through the honest and true accountability to you, and let them feel that strength and that healing of the blood of Jesus Christ within them. We are blessed to be in this time, blessed to see clearly, blessed to hear clearly. And each day that we push in, we find ourselves growing tighter and closer to you, and we are blessed with that as well. We thank you for all that is given. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' holy name. Amen. What a wonderful time to be alive. So Patriots, keep on the offensive. We're going to talk a lot about offensive warfare in these coming days and weeks. We have to turn the corner and stop being a victim of this nonsense. We own this ground. This is God's land, and we're holding it, and we occupy it, not them. And if they've made the dumb mistake to take the vaccine, they do not want to accept accountability. Well, I'm sorry, I can't help you with that. But if they want to accept accountability, if they want to take that walk back, we are going to be there with them, we are going to pray with them, and then we are going to do everything we can to help them reclaim that position next to God. But we cannot make them do it. We have to just be the shepherds as intended. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. Prayers, patriots, are the foundation of this entire fight. We start this fight on our knees and we stand boldly with our shields and the sword of the truth before us, and we fight with prayer in our heart. God is with us. He will never forsake us, and God will always win. Have a very blessed night. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. for Peace Be Still. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Good night. Thank you, and out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now.
You are a safe place to hide from the rain.